B-Pod Studios.
Now back to our regularly scheduled program.
Today is Thursday.
Yo, DJ!
Are you ready?
I am ready!
Drop that beat!
Let's get this show started.
Slow down.
Yeah, hold your horses.
Too fast!
Too early. I'm not awake right now.
Do you know what time it is?
I haven't even worn a watch since, like, fourth grade.
Do you know what time it is?
No.
No, please, tell me.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning. It's 5:40. It's Thursday. Not just any Thursday.
What kind of Thursday is it?
Oh, it's my wife and I's anniversary.
Oh.
25 today.
Wow, that's a silver?
Yes. What'd you get?
Silver.
What'd you give me? Silver.
Nothing.
Huh?
Nothing.
I kid. I don't want anything from you.
My parents say, an anniversary is between two people. Don't get your father and me a present.
Oh, that's great.
Isn't that great?
Kids got us some seafood yesterday.
Well, you should have taught them that.
Nope.
That's nice.
And onion rings.
Oh,
and
that's
nice
love.
And a nice bottle of wine.
Oh, that's sweet.
Isn't that great?
That's nice. Well, 25 years is a big deal, Bob.
Yeah, we're not doing what we thought we were going to do.
I know, I'm sorry.
We were planning on going back to our anniversary. Our honeymoon spot, Barbados.
That did go see
happen.
Rihanna.
I didn't want to go where the bartender's wearing masks. We're wearing masks.
Wearing a mask on
and
the
beach.
You have to.
How am I going to eat a jerk chicken if I'm, you know, constantly masked?
I know it's true. You're not going to enjoy
mask,
that jerk chicken.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, happy anniversary. That's exciting.
Thank you. Happy anniversary, to my bride, Carolyn. Maybe
my
she's
bride.
Sleeping.
She's probably sleeping.
Mm-hmm. I would think so.
Yeah, she's.
Where did you get married?
New Hampshire. Huh. Wyndham, New
Hampshire. Oh, I love Wyndham.
It's beautiful.
Cobbett's Pond.
Yeah, close. Yeah, Castleton Inn.
Oh, that's
Castleton?
Nice. Oh, that's right. I'm not going to ask any more questions.
No, it's not an inn.
Because if you don't know.
No, it's because we didn't
it wasn't
say
a that. Castle, was it?
No, it was. There is a moat, though. They do have
okay,
a
right.
Oh,
all
nice.
Good.
Beautiful.
Anyway, so, it's also, we just played George Michael. Would have been his birthday today.
Oh, that's a little sad.
Share an anniversary with George Michael.
Cool.
Carly Simon.
Oh.
She'd be 70. She is 75 today.
Don't bury her too quick.
Yeah. Jimmy Walker's 73. Remember Jimmy
Walker? Dynamite. I met him.
Did you?
Yeah, he came in here. Yeah.
Was he fun?
Yeah.
He was. Is he skinny?
Yeah.
Still skinny?
Skinny, yeah.
Just not that
not like that skinny.
Not
70 skinny.
Not J.J.
Evans. Nobody's
70
skinny.
Right?
What, J.J.?
That was his name.
Yeah.
J.J. Evans.
Yeah, he was skinny.
Remember the mom's name?
Thelma. No, that was the neighbor. Flo. No. Florida.
Yeah, Florida.
Yeah.
What a great name,
mm-hmm.
right? Hey, Florida. Florida Evans. That's
I spent a lot of time watching TV.
You do.
I didn't have a lot of friends.
That's good. Remember the theme song?
Good times.
Everyone?
Good times,
yeah,
everybody.
Right.
Yep. A lot of.
Everybody's got them.
Yep.
Nice.
Well, that was a fun trip down memory lane. What else
fun.
You got?
Well, I'm just doing. I noticed on my anniversary that, it was some birthdays. Of note, we just played George Michael.
Okay.
He'd have been 57 today.
Wow, young. He died like 5 years ago?
2016, yeah.
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 4 or 5, whatever it takes.
Yeah, it's close enough. Good times, not so much. Anyway, sunny and 87 today. Did you guys get any rain yesterday?
Zero.
Wow.
I guess.
You feel
little bit.
You feel cheated?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's dry.
We had a nice wash. It is dry.
It's dry.
Bad.
It's very dry.
Maybe more chances tomorrow. But today, sunny and 87 degrees. Did we get a winner yesterday with our $1 million scramble? I don't think we did.
No.
I don't think we
One
did.
Guy didn't help at all.
No, oh,
he,
really?
He didn't know. Got zero.
Zero.
Zero?
Wow. All right, your first chance coming up, 8 o'clock with $1 million play. You know, we've learned so many medical phrases now since the COVID, right?
Right. What's your
Well, the comorbidity.
Comorbidity.
I didn't know what a comorbidity was before, did you?
Nope.
That means you have some existing conditions.
Yes.
There's another term we've learned.
Yeah, we're
right?
smarter.
Yeah. Yeah, we're much smarter.
All these Facebook doctors.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I think
Morbidity.
Morbidity, bobbity
boo. Yeah, it's core morbidity, bobbity. Yeah, that means you have. Yeah.
Morbidity.
Yeah, okay.
All right.
I guess we're not all
I'm going to hurt myself.
Yeah, no.
I gotta go sit down.
Then you'll have a pre-existing condition there.
Yeah, I can't pronounce things.
Yeah. Anyway, I went to the dentist yesterday.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, Oh.
They're seeing patients.
And?
That was weird. I mean, you come in, they take your temperature.
They do? Wow. Are you sure it was the dentist?
I think it was. He had a glove. No.
Start your day with the ROR Morning Show. Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. End your workday with a 90-minute commercial-free drive home with J-Bo Jones at 4:15. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR at work. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're gonna be cool.
Okay, are your wiper blades chattering when you wash your windows? Are they skipping or squeaking? Let O'Reilly Auto Parts install new blades on your vehicle while you wait. See better, drive safer with O'Reilly. Oh, LBF, what do you got?
You got $20, I got the meal for you.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
$20 meal. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's the ticket.
That is. You're going to love this.
Two to go, please. Thank you.
Okay.
You won't believe the number one and two movies at the box office right now.
Throwbacks.
Oh, yeah.
Thrillback.
And yep. They're good.
Way
they're
back.
Good. Okay. Are you guys the ones at the party that always gets the mosquito bite? Well, some people don't get any.
Huh? No, it's always my wife.
Yeah,
wife.
No, I don't really get sometimes, okay. But not often.
I will tell you why you are the possible victim of the mosquito bites this summer. Maybe it'll help.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, you're $20. I got the meal for you. It's a 7-item meal from the Cheesecake Factory, home of the biggest menu in all of the land.
Yeah.
And the deal includes...
You don't get anything there for $20.
Right?
Right.
Now you do, sir.
Okay. All right.
Two double cheeseburgers with grilled onions and special sauce, two orders of fries, two sodas, and one slice of their Oreo Dream Extreme cheesecake. Now, the burgers are usually one for $15.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Yep. What's going on?
Nothing. They're being nice.
Jeez.
They're saying, hey, please eat some food. You know?
We love the factory that makes cheesecake.
Right.
Yeah.
So you just order at your local Cheesecake Factory, delivery, pickup, or curbside.
No kidding.
It's open now, I think.
You know,
probably.
My daughter took me there, one of my vegetarians.
Yeah.
She said, Dad, you have to have their Impossible Burger, right?
Oh, yeah.
I could, mind blown.
Yeah,
it was so
like
good.
Yeah.
It was, you know, $15, but it was good.
Well, 20, you get, I'm not sure
that's
about the impossible,
deal.
But 20 for two.
Deal.
That's a great
yeah,
deal.
I don't know what my wife's going to eat, but that is a great deal.
Well, you can eat both.
Okay, right.
Challenge accepted, right?
Yeah. We'll try.
I'll
let you know.
Do it.
All right, Brian Bell.
All right, so the box office, you know, the movie theaters aren't open, but we've got drive-ins popping up everywhere, and they're showing these great classic movies.
Yeah.
So right now, the number one movie in the country at the box office, Jurassic Park.
That's awesome.
It's number one at the box office for the fourth time in its release history.
What's going on?
Incredible.
And why? What's happening?
Drive-ins.
Well, they show the classics.
Yeah.
Yes. That's what you want at a drive-in.
Yeah. You don't want to have to.
You want the girl to snuggle right up. Right, Brian?
Right. And number two is Jaws.
See, another one. You're scared, aren't
pretty
you?
Good.
I can't believe that. Yeah, Jaws is...
Yeah, another story.
Jaws is
good.
So good. It's a perfect movie.
Yeah.
It's a perfect movie.
To find a better one.
So it's funny, with all the drive-ins popping up, some of the classic movies in the top 10 right now. Back to the Future is at number 6, E.T. number 8, The Goonies number 10. So
cool.
You don't go to the drive-in to see Terms of Endearment.
Hey.
No, well, they got...
Speak for yourself.
You would.
I like to cry in my car.
How big's the back seat? How big's the back seat?
I've cried there too, Bob.
Well, I was looking for a place to nap. So, okay, fine. All right, that's good stuff. Okay, if you are the mosquito victim at the outdoor party, here's reasons why that you're the target. Alcohol, it dilutes the blood vessels in your skin, making you a little warmer. Mosquitoes love that.
Really?
Yep. If you're stressed out, mosquitoes have shown could be drawn to the hormones.
They can smell it.
That come out in your sweat. They smell your sweat.
Mosquitoes smell fear.
Did you just exercise?
No. No, sir.
Okay.
You're saying in general.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Raises your body temperature.
I gotcha.
It's probably not you. Your body temperature just runs a little higher than anybody else's because of your age, maybe your gender, how much you move around. Or even if you had spicy food, mosquitoes will seek out like heat-seeking mosquito missiles. Okay. What they are. And here's one I'd never thought of. You haven't showered in a while.
They're attracted. Now he's talking right to you.
Yeah, No. They're attracted to a specific type of bacteria.
Okay.
You have bacteria around your ankles.
Yeah, ankle bacteria?
You do, yeah, and your feet. So that might be why they target your ankles and your feet.
Really?
Yeah, they go for your ankles.
Huh.
Yeah, they haven't showered in a while.
Oh, wow, good. Well, that is a, you know what? Somebody has mosquito bites all over their ankles.
You know why.
Tap the brakes.
Wash your feet.
There you go. Cool stuff. All right, it's 6:23. And coming up, we will play you the latest song scramble for the Million Dollar Playlist. Give you a little hint, all right?
Okay.
Only the morning show is doing this. We're the only ones who give you previews.
Oh, nice of us.
That's how we roll like that, okay? Shower in the morning, get up.
Oh, give optional.
Give him a show.
All right. That ankle bacteria. That's it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Let's get into the laundry with LBF at 6:42.
Okay, Alex Trebek is a good person. Still trouble between the Royals, but first, let's discuss Rebel Wilson. Now, the Pitch Perfect star has declared 2020 the year of health. Okay. I mean, it's been a couple of other things for other people, but yes, it's her year of health.
Okay.
And she's reaching her weight goals or her health goals. Mm. By mix of workouts, walks, and a revamped diet. Now, you in Pitch Perfect, she was called Fat Amy. So she's she's a big bone girl. Mm-hmm. You know, lovely, but she decided that she wanted to get healthy. So she kicked off her plan at this Australian Medical Wellness Center called Viva Mar. Be wary of a place called Viva Mar.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounds like you're not allowed to eat.
Viva Mar. That's true. No, we don't
so
eat
that,
here at Viva
that place, Mar. They say, everything starts with the gut. The fundamental principle is that you can improve someone's health through digestion. Yeah, I like to digest all the food. Meals focus on whole foods like vegetables, fish, and yogurt. Same old, yada, yada, yada. But guests are encouraged to chew their food 30 times before swallowing.
Wow.
And to schedule meals at least 4 hours apart.
Like I said, just have juice.
Yeah.
The chewing does something, though. Like, I think it has some sort of, like,
the
magic effect.
The mastication does that.
On,
right?
Hey, it has a magic effect on people.
It does.
I mean, you can't go blind.
Too much. Yeah. I mean, you know, 30 times.
30 times.
Yeah, wow.
Jeez, what kind of health place is this?
No time to eat.
We're following her journey. And I'm happy.
How's she look? She look good?
She looked good before, in my estimation.
You know what they always used to say, right?
What?
Oh, she has such a pretty face.
Oh, my God.
Did you ever hear that? Not you.
What do you think?
Not you.
What do you think, Bob?
No, I don't think you ever heard it.
Yeah,
but
okay.
In your travels.
Did you ever hear
you've
that?
Heard somebody,
back away slowly, Bob. Back away slowly,
that?
Bob.
No, I mean, did you ever hear the sound?
No. I don't mean you.
Of a fist coming toward you. Did you ever hear that?
Brian, step up that mic.
Did you ever hear that? I just want to recap everybody.
No, you don't.
So, Bob, we're talking about Rebel Wilson, who is a little overweight. And then he's like, you know, she's got that thing where, you know.
Anyway, so I was saying to LB that she's probably never heard it, you know, aimed at her. But, you know,
am I back?
In a movie. Yeah, you're back now.
Wow.
Anyway, she's getting a little thinner, and that is good for her.
She looks good.
Bob's getting shorter, standing in that hole you're digging.
Oh, right?
That was not a hole. That was just, you know,
okay. Did you ever hear that? Prince William and Prince Harry's relationship is still on the rocks. How's that feel, according to US Weekly?
Yeah.
Prince William said to Prince Harry, did you ever hear that? William is so tired and done with the drama of it all and seeing Harry cut ties with virtually every aspect of his English life and identity is so hard for him. And it is kind of true. Across, you know, the world, he's now in L.A., and they, Meghan and Harry, have officially signed with the prestigious Harry Walker Agency, the same organization that handles speaking engagements for the Obamas, the Clintons, and Oprah Winfrey. So staying out of the spotlight is not their jam, which seems just
they're gonna cash
ludicrous
in.
To me.
Right?
Which just goes against the whole idea of them wanting to be have a nice, quiet, private life.
Yeah, oh no.
I guess maybe I'm wrong, though, because like they call the shots now.
Yeah.
So there's that. I contradict myself in the middle of a sentence.
He doesn't have to wear the uniforms anymore.
Right, it's the suit. You
have to
really.
Do that, the suit.
It is.
Right.
And really, in L.A., they're just another celebrity.
That's all.
Right, that's all right. True. They're one of the,
Harry and Meg.
Bigger pool
like,
of celebrities.
Whatever, J-Lo and A-Rod,
yeah,
like, whatever, who cares?
Yeah.
Hey, Alex Trebek is a good person. He donated $500,000 to the Hope of Valley Rescue Mission to help build a 50-square-foot facility that will be located in the San Fernando Valley. It's a homeless shelter for seniors in the area. I mean, he's sick, and he's still doing good things.
Half a million?
Yeah.
Good guy.
Why not a whole?
Oh, I know. No,
I'm going to give him that.
Yeah.
I'm going to give him that.
That's big of
because
you.
I am nice.
You are.
And I have such a pretty face.
You do. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, nobody would ever say that to you.
Oh, no. Thanks, Bob. And it keeps going.
Not making it better.
Nobody would ever say that to me either.
You know, I do.
It's my last show. It was good.
I want to thank everybody.
Yeah, thank you so much for all your support.
Yeah.
I'm going to roll out of here, I guess.
Good idea.
I can make it through the doorway.
Get our live stream anywhere in your house on your Amazon Echo and Dot. Enable the skill by saying enable ROR Boston. Then say open ROR or WROR.com.
All right, hey, we got a situation.
Do we?
We have a situation. It is absolutely true.
We have a situation.
Oh, we have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Yep. Okay, Peter's on standby. He's having a summer party.
Ooh.
But he's got a limit, cut down the guest list.
Uh-oh.
There's one particular relative he's very concerned with.
Okay.
Should he invite her and take not invite her and have the wrath of not, or inviting her and just blowing up the party?
Right.
All right, so that's it.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
All right, it's Thursday, so we've been helping, you know, listeners out who have a situation.
We're the Solution Center.
That's right. It's where you come from.
Happy
answers.
To help.
But the good news is the Solution Center has more than just three, you know, people in it. It's got the entire ROR audience.
It's huge.
It's mega,
massive.
Massive audience. So you don't have to rely just on our
ideas. Thank God.
So who's Peter's on the phone with
us? Yep, Peter's on the phone. He's got a situation.
All right, so Peter, I guess your situation, you emailed us at ROR.com, WROR.com, is you have an annual summer party that because of COVID, you're kind of limiting your invites.
Yeah, exactly. This year we're trying to keep it down because of social distancing and all that, and it's normally a huge party. We usually have a lot of people here, but this year we're trying to limit it to just about 10.
So how many usually have?
It's like 40, 50.
Okay.
Oh, wow, okay.
Wow, that's pretty tough to pare that guest list down.
Right, and you have a person that you don't want to invite that, what's happening?
Yeah, it's tough. It's really stressful right now. So my wife's cousin, distant cousin, lives in the neighborhood. She's alone. We're the only family she has around here. And normally we invite her because it's the right thing to do. You know, she's family. But she always yells at our kids.
Oh.
She parks herself at the buffet table. She doesn't bring anything.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I can take yelling at the kids, but what does she do at the buffet table?
She literally just sits at the buffet table and just keeps reaching over and eating right out of it.
Her seat.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, and she doesn't bring anything for the table, so no one else has any food from her.
Okay. There's a lot of reasons to validate not inviting her. So what's the situation? Is there your wife's close to her, or what's the deal there?
No, they're not really close. It's just really, you know, we've invited her because it's the right thing to do because she lives in the neighborhood. So it's like, you know, she's down the street. So, okay, well, we're having a party. Let's have her over. But this year, it's like we're limiting it to just immediate family.
So she's going to be bummed out, right?
Well, she's going to probably drive by and see all the cars.
Oh, a distant family, but close in the neighborhood. There you go.
That situation.
Yeah, because she might feel really bad. Like, I mean, she might be annoying, but like hurting feelings is kind of like, ugh. But then to have her there with just so few people, you're really going to notice her.
That's Ada.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ugh.
What to do? I thought she was annoying in a group.
I mean, there. I don't know. That's a tough one.
But I understand it's social distance. He's got to limit the amount of people. And you're going to have who you really want to have there, right, Peter? I mean, that's the deal.
Yeah, and we don't want to hurt her feelings. That's the thing. But what's going to happen after this is going to be a huge family fight. My wife's going to pay for it. My mother-in-law's going to pay for it. It's just super stressful right now.
And then you're going to pay for it.
Right. So, but honestly, at this point, I just want to cancel the party. I just want to say forget it this year.
Yeah. Well, don't do that. You know, there's got to be some other answers that we could try to apply here.
I'm out.
I hope you have
fun. We got to go to the audience. This one's a tough one.
Yeah, because it is family, but you're limited, and she didn't make the cut as will a lot of other people.
If she made a good potato salad, now that
right?
Would be one
yeah,
thing.
That's exactly it.
She comes empty-handed. No. All right, so Peter, stay tuned. We're gonna get we have a situation here, so we'll have some audience input at 888-410-1057. And I guarantee you, if you stay around the next 15 minutes, you'll hear some answers that might help. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Pete. Last question. Are we invited? And why not, Peter?
As long as you don't tell her.
Okay. All right, Pete. Thanks for calling. Stay tuned, okay?
You got it.
I think she lives close enough where it's going to be why not me? She comes to all the parties.
Oh, yeah.
But she's kind of not the life of the party, to say the least.
Well, she causes stress when she's there, even with when 40 people are there.
Yeah.
Imagine what it's going to be like if there are just 10.
She's going to hunker down at the buffet table or whatever.
You know, yeah, this is a problem for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Limited guest list.
Let's see if we can help Peter out, you know? So you can give us a call, 888-410-1057. 1057 WROR, Janie's and more. The Eagles and Take It Easy. It's 726, Bob, LBF, and Brian. Okay, we have a situation.
Okay, Peter is going to throw a party at his house. He can only invite 10 people because of social distancing, except his wife's distant cousin, who's elderly and alone, lives in the neighborhood. She's a pain. She's nice, but she's a pain, and he doesn't want to invite her. But if he doesn't invite her, then it's going to be hell to pay.
In case you miss it, she just hunkers down at the food table.
Yells at the kids. She's kind of old, you know?
Yeah,
but she
lives down the street, so it's not easy. All right, let's start with some help here. Timo, what do you say?
Well, you got to be devious and sneaky. Peter needs to talk one of his best friends and have the party at his friend's house.
That's sneaky.
Yeah, that's sneaky. That's that a big change of venue is tough.
Yeah.
But
thanks, Timo. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Maureen. I think they should just not put chairs around the buffet table and put it where you can't kind of hunker down, put stuff around it, and then let her come to the party.
Oh, create a barrier wall.
You know what I mean? Like, so because she probably, lives alone. It'd be really sad if she couldn't go, and then drive by the house, she'd be devastated. Yeah. But sort of put the food out of the way, and then she has to mingle.
Yeah, I know, that's true. And then she'll never want to come again.
Yeah. Right. You know what I mean? Like, you can kind of make it a twofold thing. Like, she will want to come back, but then you don't have to be really mean. And then two birds, one stone, done.
That's kind of good. I like that.
So, all right. It's an answer.
All right. Cool, Maureen. Thanks.
Thank you, Maureen.
Okay.
All right, bye. All right, Don, any suggestions for Peter in his situation?
Yes, I have. I think what Dita and his wife would have to say, she's not immediate family, and that's it. They just have an immediate family.
Do you think that, they should just seek forgiveness or sort of call her before and say, just FYI, if you drive by, we're just having a thing, don't think you're not invited?
Yeah, I would agree with that. Okay. Definitely call in advance so that there's no secrets.
Yeah. Okay.
As to why she's not invited.
All right. Okay, that's decent.
Yeah,
and she never brings any food, but I wouldn't say that.
No.
And also, you never bring any food. Goodbye.
Right.
All right. That's good advice, Don. All right. Thank you, Don. ROR, good morning. Who's this?
You need to tell this guy, call her, tell her she's not invited, and explain why. And be rude about it, because I would.
Oh, okay. Well, I want to hear what
you say. I believe that.
No, let's hear it. All right, LBF, you play the aunt.
All right.
Yeah. Hello. Go ahead, caller.
All right. Hello. I'm alone.
Not my problem. You're tired of you yelling at my kids all the time, and I'm tired of you not bringing anything to the table.
Wow. Oh, it's
dangerous.
Wow. I think he's going to pull that off.
I don't know. Yeah.
Or mild manner.
Maybe old man. Tell Nicole to hear that.
I think you should do it for.
Yeah. Peter,
no
call
problem.
You call her.
Have him give me a call. I'll take
we'll get
the number
your number.
All right, Steve. See ya.
Wow. Bye.
ROR. Hi, is this Chris?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, let's see what you got to help our situation here today.
Real simple. In the interest of social distancing, we limited the number of people, so we pick names out of a hat. I'm sorry, you just didn't make the cut.
Oh, my
God.
That's pretty good.
It's good, and it involves a slight lie, so I like it.
Yeah.
You know, okay, that's a good idea.
That is really good.
I might be using that.
Yeah. Too bad. But you're on reserve standby.
Yes, right. You know? But if somebody, you know, yeah. And
yeah.
That never happens.
You know. That's really good.
Okay,
Chris.
I like it.
Diabolically delicious. Thank you. You're flying standby, Nana. Don't worry about it.
Or yeah, that cut, I mean, it's right? It's an easier blow to take.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, well, that's the way.
Luck of the draw. Bingo.
Right.
You didn't. Yeah. All right, we'll let it play out a little bit more.
Okay.
All right, what's coming up in Dirty Laundry?
Okay, we're going to talk about the celebrity who is chewing things 30 times before she swallows them.
Mm-hmm.
And how it works.
Okay.
All right.
Hollywood. What would we do without it?
Crazy.
Let's get into the laundry. LBF 746.
Okay, it's a bite-sized laundry for you today. Alex Trebek is doing good. But first, we want to talk about Fat Amy from Pitch Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
Rebel Wilson.
Rebel.
Yeah.
Well, so funny. She's
calling
funny.
2020 her year of health, and she's been posting pictures on Instagram getting a little thinner and thinner, but not in that really aggressive way like Adele, where you're like,
oh my God.
Whoa, what the heck happened?
Don't even recognize
it. Right.
Adele.
This is a slow and steady pace, which I can appreciate.
Maybe it's built to last.
Right, built to last.
Yeah.
And it's about healthy. She's really saying that. Yeah. Like, it's not about, you know, getting skinny.
Right.
No. So she... Although she has some tricks, she's working out. But the thing is she's working with this spa where one of the tenets is you have to chew your food 30 times.
You ever try that?
Once. I was like, no way.
Yeah.
It all of a sudden becomes like no fun. I'm a horker of food.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, you know, I will
food. How about you try
down.
Chewing once?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, lucky.
Just
lucky.
Get a one chew.
I mean, if you make like one of those. I'm a one shoe woman. It's gone.
You're not here to chew your cud like a cow.
Right, exactly. No. You're here to really inhale.
Like,
Zoink
Scoop, where'd your sandwich go?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I can eat like a small hot dog. You know, that just like the hot dogs you get at Sullivan's?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Like, you can just eat that super quick. Like,
don't you hate it when there are people you're with that can make a hot dog last 20 minutes?
Oh, I'm like, what? Like, first of all, that's a superpower in my estimation. It's gone.
Yeah.
I thought I was a slow eater until I met my children.
Oh.
Really?
Oh, boy.
They're slow.
They can make a hot dog last all day.
Oh, my God.
Drives you crazy. Not around
you
know me. Lucy's a fast eater because she hangs with me. I'm like, you going to eat that?
So it's my wife and I's 25th anniversary.
Happy anniversary, Bob.
Carolyn, happy anniversary. I love you. And I also love about you that you never finish your sandwich.
Oh, right? You
never,
always leave the last bite.
That's who you want to marry.
Yeah,
she
well,
never
Dave didn't get so lucky. I finish his. Okay, so Alex Trebek donated $500,000 to a homeless shelter. He's a sick guy, and he's still doing good things. So
all right.
Let that be a lesson to you.
Yeah, that's good. I'll
all right.
Out.
You going to finish that sandwich?
You know I will. I know. You already horked yours down.
I did.
That's great.
Yeah, you know.
Right.
I'm like a dog. Don't get too close to my plate. I might bite you.
No.
Hey, no, it's true. It's okay.
You're not that relative that Pete's not inviting to the party.
No. What do you mean?
Didn't think so. All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, it's brought to you by Window Nation, now deferring payments on all windows for 2 full years. So visit windownation.com. Let's say good morning to our player today. Hey, good morning, Matt.
Good morning. How you doing?
We're good. Matt from Lowell.
Okay.
Ready to play Super Smart. Matt, tell us about yourself.
A little about myself. Let's see. I work actually for Pelham, New Hampshire, the school district. I'm the executive admin assistant to the superintendent. Oh. Mm-hmm. And big accomplishment in myself is I bought my first place before I turned 30, so that's like my big deal right
wow.
now.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Great. I feel like Pat Sajak.
Thank you.
Yeah,
yeah,
you know,
Pat
Sajak. Yeah,
I know. Tell us about yourself. Okay, so anybody in the audience, Matt?
I got my girlfriend here, and I've got two cats here as well.
No, that's good.
All right. Wow. All right. Good. Matt knows how to play along.
He's right. Good.
I'll like encourage it. Him.
All right, Matt. You know how it works. You get them all right. That's 10. You get $1,000. And if you're not sure about a question, just say pass LBF. We'll get back to it if there's time. Here we go.
How many wheels does a car have?
4.
What is the name of the Little Mermaid's father?
King Triton.
Who is the Attorney General of Massachusetts?
Pass.
Where is the Basketball Hall of Fame located?
Pass.
Jonathan and Drew Scott host this show on HGTV.
House Hunters.
Which former heavyweight champion was nicknamed the Brockton Blockbuster?
Pass.
Which gender has the XY chromosomes in human beings?
Female.
What is the middle part of an atom called?
Nucleus.
What did Jack Horner pull from his pie?
Pass.
What's a group of mosquitoes called?
Swarm.
Who is the Attorney General of Massachusetts? Oh, at the buzzer.
Pass.
Oh, we did a lot of passing.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
So, Matt, you got 3 right today, and like LBF said, a lot of passes. So here's
that's okay.
Yeah, it happens.
You've been busy buying a house.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
I mean, you can't do all the things. So.
What did we miss?
Who's
here?
The Attorney General of Massachusetts? Maura Healey. The Basketball Hall of Fame is located in Springfield. Jonathan and Drew Scott host Property Brothers. Rocky Marciano is the Brockton Blockbuster. The XY chromosome, that's a male. Jack Horner pulled a plum from his pie, and a group of mosquitoes is called a scourge.
I like that.
Sure is.
Scourge. Okay, I'm going to remember that.
Well, yeah, it'll be fun. It'll be, impress your friends.
Now you can use that. Yeah. Oh, look at that scourge. Yeah, and so what is the female gender chromosome?
XX.
Oh, it's XX.
Yes.
And we're XY.
And I'm XL.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy. Me.
Oh, my God.
Here's me zipping my mouth.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like to test him.
Yes.
See if he says anything to,
he didn't take the bait.
Himself. Nope, he didn't take the bait.
All right.
He's getting
hey,
wise
listen,
to me.
Matt, yep. We always make sure you walk away with something here on the wheel. No, a $50 gift card usable at either 110 Grill. Or Aviva.
Trattoria. Well, you know.
Yeah.
I can't say it.
All right. Both restaurants are open now on their patios and indoors as well. Matt, enjoy. Okay?
All right. Thank you very much for having me on.
All right,
thanks for playing.
All right. So that's it. Matt today didn't get it, but maybe you can. Go to WROR.com. Sign up there to play.
Yeah, he has a house, so all is good.
He's all good. He's 31.
He's 30, and he's a homeowner. You can play the at WROR.com. You can play the quiz. It's multiple choice, so it's a little easier, and it's fun.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool, yeah.
And 3 cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
All right, it is 826 LBF. What is cool that we got to know?
If you have $20, I have a meal for you.
This is amazing.
Isn't it?
That is, I mean, I need you to check it twice.
Oh, I didn't even check it once.
Why would you?
Maybe, maybe we should. It's so hard to believe. Okay. All right, Brian.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, it's funny because times are a little crazy. Movie theaters aren't open, but The number one movie at the box office is kind of a throwback right
it's
now.
It's crazy. Oh. Good times. All right. What Brian put up, Brian Bell put up on the ROR Morning Show. First of all, LBF, I can't believe you didn't think of this first.
I can't either.
I can't believe that I've never thought of it either.
I knew you'd like it.
Man, we're just going to call it what it is, the nacho table.
Nacho, it's nacho table.
Nacho table, and we'll explain what that means coming up.
Okay, so if you have $20, boy, do I have the meal for you. Starting next week, the Cheesecake Factory is giving customers a 7-item meal for just $20, including 2 double cheeseburgers with grilled onions and special sauce, 2 orders of fries, 2 sodas, and 1 delicious slice of their Oreo Dream Extreme Cheesecake. Mm. Now, a burger alone usually costs $15, but you get all of this for $20, and you can order at the Cheesecake Factory or delivery pickup curbside.
That's a lot for those guys. That's huge.
It's huge.
Man, 2 burgers.
2 burgers.
Yeah.
2 fries, 2 soft drinks, and 1 slice of cheesecake.
Mm. Man,
Bob's getting hungry.
When you see this,
I could demolish that.
Yeah. All right,
one
kick all day. I could. You know what?
You're a 2 burger girl.
Challenge accepted.
I'm not saying that I eat 2 burgers, but it's not like it's impossible. I can eat 2 burgers easy.
You know they do have the Impossible Burger there.
Yeah, well, do they have 2 of them?
Impossible.
It's impossible for you.
All right, so regular theaters haven't been open for a while, but, you know, we've had some direct streaming movies, and now with the movies popping up all over the place, drive-in pop-ups are coming, all across.
They're the rage.
Actually, the Marshfield Fair, they're doing a pop-up drive-in there. Mm-hmm. It's open this week. Yeah. Go to marshfielddrivein.com. But you know what the number one movie in box office receipts in the country right now is?
Jaws.
Number 2.
Wow, okay. I know it's a throwback.
Number 1 is Jurassic Park.
Hold on to your butts.
The original Jurassic Park is number 1. Jaws is number 2.
Yeah.
And because a lot of these drive-in theaters are showing the kind of throwback movies like Back to the Future is number 6, E.T. is number 8, The Goonies number 10. So you can catch some good movies.
Yeah.
I actually saw Marshfield Fair drive-in is sold out already through the weekend, but Sunday is available, and they're showing Grease.
LBF, you've never been to a drive-in.
Not in my whole
life. You would love
it. A convertible 55 Chevy would be awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go.
It's hard
go
to
see
stay
Jurassic
up that
Park.
Hold on to your butts.
Love it. Yeah. Everybody.
Especially once you see this thing that Bob has.
Okay.
Hold on to your butts is right.
Boy. Love me 2 times. Here we go. Yes.
Hold on to your butts.
Here it is. It's nacho table time. Brian, I don't know where you found this, but you put it up at the ROR Morning Show. Shameless plug on our Facebook page.
Right.
The ROR Morning Show.
It's so fun.
Okay. So it is exactly what you think it is when we say nacho table. This family ingeniously took over the kitchen table, spread out tinfoil on the table. Meanwhile, somebody's cooking up the ground beef, right?
Yeah. Chili of some sort.
Chili, cheese, sour cream, all the fixings. And just laid the chips down first on the table, and then they covered the whole array of chips.
That'd
be at least 4 bags.
I'm doing it.
And they made a nacho table. It's ingenious.
It's got the cheese on it. And then in the center, like the centerpiece of the table, are more fixings, like a bowl of salsa, a bowl of sour cream.
You dip into.
That you can kind of throw on if you want it.
Wow.
It's amazing.
So there it is. Go to our Facebook page, the ROR Morning Show, to check this out. It's nacho table. That's fun.
It's fun and delicious.
It goes back
to... And the cleanup's easy. Tin foil, done.
Throw it out.
Yeah.
I want to do the nacho tip. I can talk Carolyn into that.
We're having a nacho party.
You have to be able to talk her into it. I know you've been married 25 years today, but if she's not down with the D-I-V-O-R-C-E...
Honey, if we don't do this, nacho table...
Deal breaker.
Call the lawyer. No, it is awesome. Check it out. ROR Morning Show at your Facebook page. You'll give it a love. You will give it a love. Trust me. 105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. All right. So somebody's got an opinion on the nacho table?
Oh, yeah.
Other than great idea ROR, what's up?
Good morning. I'm just going to start this off by telling you the same thing I always told my kids when they were younger.
Yeah.
No, 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 no. That whole nacho on the table thing, absolutely not. Got to go.
Why? Why? What's wrong with you?
Have you seen it?
Everybody's got to have their own plate. Everybody's got to have their own plate.
You get your own plate, you just take it. It's like just one giant nacho plate.
Yeah, you got to see it.
To believe it.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as everybody's not eating off the table, because my ex-wife, when I first met her, she took me to her family, old traditional Italian family. They had the food on the table, and everybody was eating from it, and I was grossed out. So,
Come on. Everybody, hands behind your back now, face down on the table.
Yeah, that's my kind of family.
No.
Take care.
Thanks, guys. Love you guys.
Thanks, bye.
Very nice. Thank you. No.
Yes, 1,000 times yes.
Nacho table. It's genius.
It's not his table. Well, that's for sure. He doesn't like it, but I'll take it.
That's fine. Hey, if you know, you miss what we're talking about, Brian put up this video. It's real quick. It's awesome. You might try it at your party this year. It's called the Nacho Table.
And you put foil down, then chips, and then all the fixings, and then put on a plate and eat it.
And it's the whole table.
Yep, it's awesome.
Right. You don't have to linger.
Go big or go home.
Yeah, they're going big. Yeah. They're double big. Okay.
We have a situation.
We have a situation. There is a situation.
We have a major situation here.
Oh, we had a situation earlier. About 7:15, we talked to Peter, because he emailed us at WROR.com, the morning show. Has a little bit of a situation with the summer party, I guess his family always has.
Yeah, he has his annual party, but he has to cut down the guest list, and he's inviting like 10 people. But his wife's distant cousin lives in the neighborhood, and she's old, and she's alone, but she's a pain, and she's never fun at the party. She yells at the kids. She doesn't bring anything. She sits at the buffet table. It's really annoying. And he's like, I don't want to invite her, but if he doesn't invite her, she's going to find out, and then hell to pay.
Right. Then the whole family's going to be, well, you had to invite her.
What's wrong with that? What's wrong with you?
Invite her?
So
blah,
mean.
Blah, blah, blah.
Seems like the year to not invite her.
I know. This is going to be. So we've had all kinds of advice on how to break it to her gently, some not so gently.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, she sits right at the nacho table, I understand.
Who wouldn't? Actually, I'm on her side if that's the case.
No. So, all right, Sheila, what's the best way Pete and his wife can handle that delicate situation without breaking hearts and everything else?
I would just tell them to have everybody pack their cars all over the different streets so she doesn't see the cars.
Just call the parking.
Yes.
No social media.
Yeah, no social media. Shut it down.
Right.
Be like, this is never happened. We're going off the grid.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's funny. Just park everywhere.
Yeah. That's not a bad solution.
Spread the cops out.
Thank you, Sheila.
Social distance parking.
Yes. Good job. Thanks, Sheila.
Okay, thank you.
ROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, it's Pam.
All right, Pam, what's your solution for Peter?
Tell her that because of the COVID thing, we can't do a buffet. Everybody has to bring their own food.
Oh,
that's, you know what? Wow. That is good. It's like potluck, but just for you.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, so she'd have to bring her own.
She's one that won't bring her own food, and she can't get a free meal, so just say, oh, never mind then.
That is a good idea.
Damn, that's really good.
Probably shouldn't do a buffet anyway.
I know, it's true. It's true. Good point.
Yeah, wow. That's one of the things they're all suggesting is, you know, if you're going to do a picnic, everybody bring their own food.
Yep.
And just eat whatever you bring. So just tell her that.
Stop by.
I think that's a good one. Because the odds are she's going to say no, thank you.
Yeah.
No. That's her M.O.
That's her M.O. Hunker down.
Good one.
Yeah. Bring your own chips, your own dips.
Yeah, she's...
But you're invited to come.
That's a good solution.
Your own beverages.
So come over and pour yourself a party.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow. That's good, Pam. I love it. Thanks for helping out, okay?
All right.
We'll see what Peter thinks about it.
That's a good one. Thanks.
That was good. My favorite was the caller who suggested names in a hat.
You
had to put 40 names in a hat. You didn't make it.
Brutal.
It's brutal.
It sounds, I mean.
But it's just, but you're flying standby.
Yeah, you could always do that. Don't make plans.
Yeah. I don't have any anyway.
Don't do that. Have you heard of the meanness.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the nacho table?
Yeah.
well, it's nachos.
You're not exactly. Okay.
105.7 WROR. It's 80s and more. It's Bob, LBF, and Brian. Don't forget, coming up at 9:15, we go 3 hours nonstop music. going to take you right through lunch or to lunch. And with our restaurant of the day, this might be where you should go today for lunch.
Okay, our restaurant of the day is the Mount Vernon Restaurant in Somerville. But why would I say anything when someone else can sing it?
Like this.
The Mount Vernon Restaurant.
Yeah.
Just minutes from downtown Boston. There's a place that's got taste and style.
Oh, yeah.
Come for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. They're open late so you can stay a while.
Wing
the
it.
Twin Lobster Special is something to see.
Really
and
is.
You're always welcomed by the Henry family.
Oh, that's nice.
Delicious home-cooked meals by the fireplace at the Mount Vernon Restaurant.
Hi-hat.
Yeah. A tradition of fine food since 1935.
Nice. You couldn't have said it better.
Do a nice soft shoot of that.
You could. Hey, they do offer a lobster and prime rib special.
They offer it all.
The home of the twin lobster special.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Say no more.
That's all you need to know, really.
That's it. So, yeah. But this is it. We've been doing the restaurant of the day for the past 4 or 5 weeks.
Yeah.
So we end it with that.
We have high a note. List to attack.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
Where can you find said list?
Oh, at WROR.com/local. And it's a whole list of all the restaurants you should go to, helping them out, and feeding your face.
Yeah.
it's simple.
Yeah. I'm on the Mount Vernon's website right now. It's mtvernonsomerville.com. But you can get that at WROR.com/local as well. But they have a tent area open now.
Do they really?
And takeout. And I suggest for you, Bob Bronson, the lobster stuffed lobster.
Wait a minute, that's such a good idea. They can do that?
It's one lobster that they like stuff with lobster meat and their homemade stuffing, and it's like this baked stuffed lobster lobster. It's amazing.
I don't know. Wow.
So
amazing.
Hungry.
It's like a dream come true.
Oh, it's so
okay.
good.
This is my anniversary today. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. That would be perfect.
Wouldn't that be good?
Yeah.
Honey, we got twins.
That's
okay. Yeah, no? Okay.
I'm just, anyway.
I find.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.